Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator. I'm Joel Brookman. We started the week by talking about the concept of being busy. And there's no one that's busier than the workaholic. And if you're an employer, you love workaholics. At least you do initially. They immerse themselves in their work. They push everything off to the side. But the challenge with a workaholic is as time goes on, there are external factors that inevitably affect their work. And one of those external factors is, as a workaholic, you probably spend too little time with the family. So there's a greater chance of having issues that are family related, troubled children, divorce. And as these things start to present themselves, the turmoil that you experience is likely to impact the performance at work. And over the long term, what also happens to workaholics is they tend to burn themselves out. And they burn themselves out because there is no balance in life, right? Too much of anything is not good. I don't care how great a thing it is. If you do it too often, right, you get to a point where there are diminishing returns. Now, if you look at that balanced employee, the person that has some balance in their life, yeah, work is important, but it's not the only thing in their lives. That balanced employee may not spend as many hours in the office. They may not devote all of their spare time obsessing about the business, but because they're balanced, they're more resilient. And if they're more resilient, their recovery time is faster. So if they have difficulties, they're able to bounce back. They probably have fewer illnesses too because they're able to handle stress better. If you just internalize all your stress, you know, inevitably, it's going to take a toll on your body through illness. So when an employee has that balance and they're not burning out and they're not as stressed, what can happen is they can stay for a longer period of time. So if you get employees that stay for decades, that's going to help their companies thrive. Lower turnover results in fewer disruptions and greater productivity for the organization. So while you look at that workaholic and say, as an employer, it's a wonderful thing to have somebody that's going to dedicate themselves to the company and to getting the work done that needs to be done, when you think about the longevity of their ability to continue that and realize that it's very, very difficult to continue that indefinitely, something's got to give at some point. So when we think about it from that perspective, maybe it makes more sense to have somebody that's got a little bit more balance in their lives. If you know of anyone that can benefit from hearing this episode, please send them a link and suggest that they subscribe. The link's joelbrookman.com, and from there they can click on other links to iTunes or to Stitcher. If you go to iTunes, just hit subscribe, and if you wouldn't mind, I'd really appreciate it if you could leave a review. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges. Clear your mind. Use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me tomorrow for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. We're going to talk about the curse of technology and how it can affect how busy you actually become. But for today, I just want you to think about the workaholic, whether it's you, whether it's someone that works with you, or whether it's a colleague of yours. Remember, being a workaholic isn't the solution. It looks great initially, but over the long term, there's definitely a price to pay.